Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Noonday Ministry. Your host is Elder Dorothy Hall. I bring you greetings. Our pastor is Elder Franklin Brown, and the assistant pastor is Reverend Ethel Brown. And I want to say I thank God for being a part of Noonday. And I always thank God for my next door neighbor bringing me down for the first time. And they accepted me right away. And I love them, the body of Christ. I love you. And God has been good to us. And God is working things out for Noonday. He's working in our favor. He's working behind the scenes. You don't have to worry because God got it. Whatever we need, God got it. And he's going to supply and meet every one of those needs. Right now, we're going to have a short prayer, and then we're going to get right into the word of God. Our Father in heaven, the creator of all mankind, to make a very good and perfect gift. I come before your presence just to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all the many blessings and all the benefits. I thank you for how you became sin for us that we may be made the righteousness of God. Lord, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, I'm just asking you to look down upon the United States of America. Lord, your people need you. We need you, Lord God. And we realize that nobody is in charge. You're the only one that's in charge. You're the only one that can bring this virus. And I just thank you and I praise your name because you are so worthy to be praised. I thank you for being our healer. I thank you for being our provider. I thank you for being our way when we don't see no way. I thank you for being our hope when it seems like all hope is gone. Lord God, I'm asking you to look down upon those in nursing home, Lord God. Have mercy upon them, Lord God. Let them know that they're not alone, Lord God. Let them know that you are with them, that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord God. Lord God, we know that their families can't come to see them, Lord God. But let them know that you are there all the time, in the good time and in the bad time. That you will see them through, Lord God. Look down upon those that are incarcerated. Let them realize that you're God and beside you there's no other God. Let them realize that they need to turn their life to you because you're the only one that can save them, Lord God. You're in the saving business. You're in the healing business. I know you're able. You're able to do all things. There's nothing too hard for you. There's no secret what you can do. You've done for others and you'll do for us too. Lord God, have your way in this ministry. Have your way. Have your way. You're my hope. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're faithful to your word. What you say you're going to do, that just what you do. I'm leaning and depending upon you. If you don't do it, it can't get done. But I trust the plan that you have for us. I know the thoughts you think towards us, thought of good and not of evil, could give us hope and give us a future. There's nothing too hard for you, God. Lord God, I continue to pray for the one that are listening at this broadcast. I pray for my family and my church family and my mom. I pray that you would just keep her, keep her in the right mind. And keep them moving, Lord God. Do what only you can do. Noonday ministry, my family. Bless my entire family. Lord, I just thank you and praise your name. Lord God, I can't thank you enough. I can't praise you enough. I can't worship you enough. I can't give you enough. I can't serve you enough for all that you have done for me. Soon I will have another birthday. You kept me for 73 years.
You didn't have to keep me. You could have cut me off when I was in my sin, but you seemed fit for my golden mama to roll on. And I just thank you and praise your name for being who you are, the awesome God, the merciful God, the great God, the just God. Oh, Lord, have mercy, and so much more. You all that I need lies in thee. Lord God, meet everyone need that are listening to this broadcast. And continue to meet noonday need. Your blessing. And you said you were blessed. Lord, I thank you and I praise your name for being who you are. Now, Lord, let the words in my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my strength, my redeemer. Amen. In Jesus' name, Jesus' name, stand before your people. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. I can't do it myself, but you can. And I'm depending on you, Lord God, like never before. We're living in the last days. And men, women, boys, and girls need to know about you. And it's our responsibility to go ye into all the world and preach your gospel. And you said, lo, you'll be with me always, even until the end of the world. Lord, I just thank you. And Lord, I just can't thank you enough. Because you've been good to me down through the years, Lord. You have been good to me. Now I pray for my sister Doris, who has gone through. And I want my pastor and everyone that are listening to pray for her that God will heal the cancer. That it will never return no more in her body. And only God can do it because he is our healer. He is our provider. He is all I need. God told Moses, I am that I am. Tell the Israelites that I am have sent you. I am what you need. I am all you need. And what we're going to be talking about today, the Lord is. The Lord is what you need him to be. If you need a home, God got it. If you need finances, God got it. Because he said the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. If we be obedient to God's word, he will come through for us. Because God is a God that cannot lie, nor come short of his word. But in order to attain what God got for us, we must be obedient to his word. We must live his word, learn his word, study his word, believe his word, trust his word, and have faith in his word. And God will come through. I'm going to the 23rd chapter. Word of David. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In other words, I won't want because I know that he's looking out for me. He's watching over me and he's going to take care of me. And he said, I shall not want. Then he goes on to say, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restored my soul. My soul, in other words, need to be restored. He said, restore to me the joy of thy salvation in the 51st Psalm and uphold me with your free spirit. Then in that same 51st, he said, Cast me not away from thy presence, David said. David was right on target. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Because if you take your Holy Spirit from me, I'm talking about myself, I will surely lose my way. I will surely go astray. But I want to know that you are with me. He leads me in a path of righteousness. He leads me in the path of righteousness to do what's right. He leads me to do the right thing and not the wrong thing. For what? For his name's sake. Then he said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil. And I will feel no evil, use my own word, because I know that you are there with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Then you prepare the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Then you anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And your cup will run over if you keep God first. Then he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The Lord is. God is so awesome. Then David said, the Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Then he goes on to say, whom I, the wicked, even my enemy and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. That leads me to leave. God will take care of his own. You don't have to worry about what you're going through, your lacks or your need, because God will take care of you. When your enemy come around and about you, God will protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger, danger seen and danger unseen. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The walls shall rise up against me, and this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in time of trouble, he will hide me in his provision. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. Oh, have mercy. Help me, Lord, to preach your word. You're able. I can't do it. But you can. God is able to calm a raging sea. God is able to clean the leper. When he came down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper worshiping him, saying, Lord, Lord, if you will make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touch him, saying, I will thou be clean. God is merciful. He's gracious. He's slow to anger, plenty to mercy. He will not child, neither will he keep his anger forever. He will not dwell and not dwell with us after our sin, nor reward us according to our iniquity. according to all that we have done, we have sinned, come short of the glory of God. He had not dealt with us according to our sin, to our backbiting, to our lying, to our stealing, to our adultery, oh Lord, to our fornication. The Lord is my salvation. He's the only one that can save you. The Lord is the only one that can fill you with his Holy Spirit. The Lord is. He's the only one. The only one that can fill you. The Lord is more than enough for me. Excuse me. My allergies start acting up sometimes. But that's all right. God is. David said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and whom I will trust. My buckle and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. They made us all. He's more than enough for me. The Lord is the soul winner, the Son of God. The Lord is the Son of Man. The Lord is the divine teacher. The Lord is the bread of life. The Lord is the water of life. God is the good shepherd. Lord is the great physician. And so much more. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is all I need is in him. He is all I need him to be. God is my shepherd in a mighty storm. When the storm of life is raging, I can count on God to bring me through. He always will come through. The Lord is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but through him. When it seems like all hope is gone, I can lift up my eyes to the hill. From whence cometh my help? All my help come from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. The Lord is my sun and shield. The Lord will give me grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from us if we walk uprightly. Jesus is the Son of God, the divine teacher, the soul winner, the true vine, the light of the world. The Lord is that great intercession. The Lord is that true vine. The Lord is that conquer of death. The Lord is that Prince of Peace. The Lord is Emmanuel. The Lord is that sin bearer. The Lord is faithful to his word. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my soul. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my rock of all ages. The Lord is God all by himself. And the Lord will take care of his people. He won't leave you on your own. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is my joy. The Lord is my happiness. Oh, have mercy. The Lord is All we need him to be, that Lord will take care of us. If we walk right, if we talk right, if we live right, if we do right, the Lord will take care of his own. He's so faithful to his word. Jeremiah said, I know the thoughts he thought toward me, says the Lord, thought of good and not evil. Give me hope and give me a future. Only the Lord can move mountains that need to be moved. No matter how high the mountain is, sometimes, Lord, it get hard to climb. Sometimes the valley gets so low, or sometimes it gets so dark. I don't see my way, but you're my way, and I can depend on you when I can't depend on man. I can depend on you, or you'll be there in a good time, or you'll be there in a bad time, or you'll be there in the storm, or you'll be there in the rain. I can look to you. I can count on you. I can depend on you. I can put my trust in you because you are faithful to your word. Your word will never fail. Your word will never go out void. Your word, like a two-edged sword, cut between the bone and the marrow. Discerner. It'll discern right from wrong. And God do, he do know our heart and the intent of our heart. I want you to know that God is all you need him to be. If you need food, God will provide. If you need finance, God is, because the earth is his and the fullness thereof. God will restore your health if it needs to be restored. God will heal a broken heart. God will console you. God will be a consolator to you in a lonely hour. God will be peace to you. If you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. God is all you need him to be. God will take care of you like never before. Just keep your mind focused on what God can do for you. Keep your mind focused. And most of all, keep your mind on Jesus and what he done on the cross. Because God, Jesus himself, he bled. He came down through 42 generations. From Abraham to David was 14 generations. From David until the carrying away of Babylon, 14 generations. From the carrying of Babylon until Jesus Christ were 14 generations. Make a total of 42 generations. He came down. He bled. He suffered and died on the hill of Calvary. Didn't have to die. But I'm glad he did. God says, no one take my life. I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to pick it up again. No one take my life. They hung him there on a rugged cross. They hung him high. They scratched him low. They laid him down in a borrowed tomb. But one thing about it, death could not keep him down. Oh, grace, where your victory? Oh, death, where your victory? Oh, grave, where your stain? Early, early One Sunday morning, he stepped out of that old grave. All power in my hand, in my hand. Jesus, Mary's baby, that son of the living God. Jesus is all we need. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Those that are not saved, read Romans 10 and 9. If thou wilt confess with thy mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then after God saved you, ask him to indwell you with his Holy Spirit. St. John 3, he had told Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Nicodemus said, how can I be born again when I'm old? Can I enter my mother's womb again and be born? He said, that which is flesh, and that which is spirit. But marvel not, I say unto thee, you must be born again. You got to be born again. The Holy Spirit will lead you, guide you, teach you, and keep you. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. God will do just what he said he's going to do. God is faithful to his word. God is a God that cannot lie, nor come short of his word. God is able to move every mountain that need to be moved in your life. Faith is of a mustard seed. And a mustard seed is small. But when you put it in the ground, it comes large. Your faith will increase day by day. Ask God to increase your faith. God will. God is what we need in our life. I'm too close to my journey. I don't know about you, but time is winding up. The handwriting is on the wall. Listen to the news. God is what we need. In this time, we need a Savior. He is my Savior. My Savior. He saved me one day, took me out of sin, placed my feet on a solid rock, and that rock was Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Can't nobody do you like the Lord. Next Tuesday, Minister Johnson will be bringing the word. And just remember, God is all you need. May God bless you. May God keep you. And may heaven smile upon you. Oh.